Today, Arnold Schwarzenegger is promising to unveil his economic plan as he runs for governor of California. Until now, he said little about the issues, and his most memorable statement referred to his bikini wax. But he's considered a moderate Republican, and commentator Matt Miller says Schwarzenegger could push his party toward the political center.
That's right. Schwarzenegger might turn out to be a Republican that Democrats could love and improve public debate in the process. Why would it matter? At the national level, moderate, problem-solving GOP leaders have long been purged in favor of zealots who make tax cuts for the wealthy a first priority. This shift in the Republican Party has been a big factor in the country's inability to address serious domestic problems, from health care to the quality of teachers in urban schools. Colin Powell, of course, was the great hope for reviving Rockefeller Republicanism a few years back. But he didn't go for the brass ring. Suddenly, Schwarzenegger is the Republican with the wattage and the megaphone to lead the party in the direction he chooses. Later today, the Terminator is expected to unveil his first policy positions. He apparently does have them. He'll start laying out his economic plans for beleaguered California, and I'm hopeful. He can't be a Newt Gingrich or Tom DeLay fan. You can't be married to Maria Shriver, spend all that time at Hyannisport with Kennedys, and be a tax-cuts-for-the-rich monomaniac. In fact, Arnold's accountant says Arnold likes paying taxes because it affirms he's making lots of money. He says children should have a first call on our resources. And his top economic advisor is Warren Buffett, the Democratic billionaire who's spoken out against President Bush's tax cuts. So why does Arnold call himself a Republican? As an immigrant in 1968, he listened to the debates between Hubert Humphrey and Richard Nixon. The young bodybuilder fleeing statist Austria hated the way Humphrey touted government as the answer for everything. And given what Republicans were like in 1968, Schwarzenegger's choice is hardly mystifying. Nixon, after all, pushed universal health coverage and a minimum family income, plans that were more liberal than what most Democratic presidential contenders offer today. But we don't yet know Arnold Schwarzenegger's view of George W. Bush and the president's domestic agenda. In my view, the key to Arnold's ability to transform the political debate beyond California would be for him to repudiate Bush's tax cuts. He would have unique standing to say, you know, my campaign is about California, but I've saved millions under the Bush tax cuts, and there's nothing wrong with people like me paying what I paid at the end of the Clinton administration, especially when it helps keep the federal budget in balance and pays for programs for poor children. Will Arnold Schwarzenegger do it? The smart money says no. Schwarzenegger helped Bush's father in 1988, after all, and he won't want to tear the party apart in his political debut. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed and hoping that Maria can convince her husband that this is his best destiny.
The comments of Matt Miller, a syndicated columnist and author of the upcoming book, The 2% Solution, Fixing America's Problems in Ways Liberals and Conservatives Can Love. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montagne.